I'm joined by Peter Bell, President and CEO of Ascendigo Autism Services. Could you tell us a little bit about Ascendigo?
Sure. Ascendigo Autism Services was founded here in the Valley in 2004. We were first a summer camp for kids with autism, and we've evolved over the years. Our summer camp is still our flagship program, but we now provide services to adults with autism on a year-round basis.
And I understand that at this year's Mountain Fair, Ascendigo is going to be sponsoring an interactive art project.
You're exactly right. We're going to have a booth where we're going to be inviting members of the community to come and create an art project that will eventually be a bench that will be permanently installed as part of the Rio Grande Artway.
Can people expect to paint, or will they be gluing things together?
So what we're going to be doing, we're actually partnering with Olivia Pevick and Rochelle Norwood from Scavenger Industries. They're going to be taking materials that otherwise might be trash and recreating them and using them in this bench itself. So what members of the community will be doing is to come and take pieces of the porcelain and dishes and things like that. And there'll be all sorts of different colors, and it's going to be a really colorful project. We're just going to be asking them to be a part of it and to make their contributions in terms of their skills and so forth to be able to create this piece of art.
Is this the first time that Ascendigo has set up a booth in Mountain Fair?
It is. We've had a presence in the past. Certainly, a lot of our participants love to come to the fair, but this time we're going to be having a greater presence by having this booth and really making sure that the community understands who we are. We feel very strongly that people with autism deserve to have a place in our communities. And because of the culture and the vibe that exists in this town, we feel very welcome. We feel that our participants have an important role to serve here. And we're very fortunate that the community has embraced us in many different ways, whether it's as customers in their stores or in their restaurants, or even people who are offering employment opportunities. We're very grateful for the radio station here to give one of our transition clients this summer, who's really just here for 6 weeks, an opportunity to have an internship here. And so we thank you for that. But there are many examples of other companies and organizations in this community who have opened their doors to our participants. For those of you who are familiar and who've been a part of that, we thank you. It's been great.
Well, thank you so much, Peter Bell, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Mountain Fair.
Thank you, Raleigh.